Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to travel down Talk Street, as we do every week at this time, with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com. We're going to go through the Talkers charts for the week of March 10th to the 14th, i.e., we will go through the stories, the top topics, if you will, and news talk radio circumstances, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers. Also go over the people who are on that list. Speaking of people, Talkers Magazine every year comes out with a list of what is called the Talkers Heavy 100. And so you have published at Talkers.com the installment of the most popular hosts on the radio, the 100 most important hosts that are on the air today, and I thought you might want to go through as many as you can and talk about some of the folks that are there if you care to. I don't know whether you do the top 20, the top 30, as many as that. Maybe what we do is go through the stories first, get that done, and then take the time we have left to go through some of these hosts. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, we can talk about the hosts in a moment, sure, but let's do the stories.
All right.
And because the hosts, you know, once we start, we'll never stop. There's 100 of them, and actually there are more than 100 because some of them are teams.
Right.
But here are the top stories this week in terms of news talk radio, such as the station that people are listening to us on right now. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball exhibition season. And we have the NBA, and we have the National Hockey League action, lots of sports discussion on news talk stations. We have U.S. marijuana policy at number 9. At number 8, the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 mystery. At number 7, the CIA Senate monitoring allegation and Snowden's appearance at a music festival, South by Southwest, via many configurations of Internet mystery. they got him there without anybody being able to tell where he is. At number 6, overtime pay hike proposal. At number 5, winter weather tied with global warming. At number 4, Obama's approval ratings are down. And then at number 3, another Obama story, Obama versus Putin. And that's tied with Crimea-Ukraine tensions. At number 2, We're in full swing, the 2016 presidential election, and that's tied with a Republican wins the Florida House seat. And number 1, Obama again, criticism of Obamacare. So Obama's all over our stories. He's in a bunch of stories this week. On the People Survey, we have Edward Snowden, number 10, Dianne Feinstein at 9, number 8, John Boehner, number 7, Kathleen Sebelius, number 6, John Kerry, Vladimir Putin is 5. At number 4, we have Hillary Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, and Andrew Cuomo all tied at number 4. At number 3, we have Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Chris Christie tied. And David Jolly is number 2. And number 1 by a mile is Barack Obama.
Number 1 by a mile. I suppose that can be said for the number 1 person on the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100 list for this year. We're going to get to that. Who do you think is number 1? We'll find out. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine is here, and he's going to go through as many as we have time for in the time allotted, so you can find out in just a matter of moments where perhaps your favorite talk radio host is. Stand by for that here.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Michael Harrison here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The overview of the big stories from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. We've done that. Now, the list that a lot of people wait for, they want to see who's on this list. They want to hear from Michael as to, well, it will take as much time as we can here to go through as many of the folks that are on this list as possible. I don't know that there are maybe a few surprises in here. Michael, when you did the work to put this together, how do you figure who's in the various positions?
Well, it's I don't do it myself. Obviously, we have a big staff, and we get a lot of input from around the industry. So this is not me sitting around and going, "Oh, here are my friends." And this thing is extremely scrutinized within our industry. I do want to point out that it's an industry publication for people in the industry. So this is not really the most popular or the biggest or the best. This is the most important from an industrial perspective. And important is a subjective word. Some of the criteria are objective criteria, and some are subjective. And they include, in alphabetical order, courage, effort, impact, longevity, potential, ratings, recognition, revenue, service, talent, and uniqueness. So some people on the list are newcomers that have tremendous potential. Some are people that have been around for a very long time who are icons. Some are on the list because they represent a genre or an arena within talk radio that should be represented. Others are there just simply because they're giants. I don't think there's time to go through the 100. We can go through the top 10. Also, some of the people listening to this broadcast will not know who some of these people are because they might be local in a different market. Some of them are national. Some are liberals. Some are conservatives. The only thing we don't have on this list are sports talk hosts because they used to be on the list, but sports talk has become so big that it has its own annual list now. So let's look at number 10. We have a fellow by the name of Tom Hartman, who is a syndicated host. He's on a combination of commercial and public stations and also is quite a pioneer when it comes to spreading his program around on alternate media besides AM and FM radio. At number 9, we have Joe Madison, who's probably the most important from a public policy and a political and a cultural level, most important African-American talk show host on radio in America today in talk radio, certainly one of the most important. And he is heard exclusively at this point on Sirius XM satellite radio. At number 8, we have another liberal, and that's Ed Schultz, who's known to almost everybody listening to this program on MSNBC. He also has a very, very extensive, big, well-listened-to syndicated radio program, which he syndicates independently. At number seven, Howard Stern. Howard Stern is the highest-ranked satellite radio person. He might still be number one or two or three if he were on terrestrial radio. Howard Stern is an icon. Mark Levin of Westwood One. He's nationally syndicated. He's number six. At number five, Glenn Beck, nationally syndicated by Premier Networks. At number four, Michael Savage, nationally syndicated by Westwood One. I'm going through these quickly because I think most of the listeners to this program know who these people are. And number three, this is a giant. Number three, he may not be known to all the listeners of this program, but he is a very important host. He is not a political host. He has his own genre that's kind of a little bit of self-help, a little bit of philosophy, a lot of personal finance, how to basically live your life, and that's even a little spiritualism, and that is Dave Ramsey, number three. Number two are the big two that really have been at this position now for years. Sean Hannity at number two, and number one, Rush Limbaugh. And that's the top ten.
All right, you got time. We got 3 minutes. You can go through the numbers 20 to 10 if you want to.
If you want me to, I will do that. I just have to
I think it's an interesting, it's been self-serving because I'm on the list.
Oh.
Of course.
That's right. You are on this list. It must be a mistake. Let me see here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That was last year's list. No, I'm just kidding. It's coming up on my computer.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here with my trusty iPad.
Isn't it great? No, really. iPads. I find I enjoy. I don't have a laptop. Don't want a laptop. But I find the iPad to be very utilitarian. Frankly, I'm surrounded in my studio by three different computers, but they're desktop computers, and you don't see many of those actually anymore. Unless you go to an office, you don't see them in people's houses much. Everybody has an iPad or a laptop. All right, so your thing is refreshing.
So what are we doing? I did the top 10, didn't
I? Yeah. Right.
Oh, so I have to go from 20 now to 10. And I just popped up to, this is great, I just popped up to number 20 through 40. All right, let me go back. Bear with me.
All right.
This is very embarrassing, but this is real
radio.
That's
okay, it's real radio.
I've actually been
on the same.
You would think that I have this memorized, wouldn't you?
Wow.
I didn't expect you to do this. By the way, while we're vamping here, people could see the entire 100 by going to talkers.com. And it'll be there for them. What number are you?
Actually, I've got number 20 is Jim Bohannon. Number 19 is Todd Schnitt. I'm number 18. Michael Smirkanish is number 17. George Norrie is 16. Laura Ingram is 15. John and Ken, local hosts in Los Angeles, a good, most entertaining talk radio program, I think, in Los Angeles, and maybe one of the most entertaining in the country. I like him a lot. I like the two of them a lot, I mean. Dennis Miller is number 13. Mike Gallagher is 12. Bill Handel is 11. Another local host here in Los Angeles. And as you said, Hartman is number 10.
Right. Bill Handel at number 11 is very interesting because he's got the distinction of being the highest-ranked local host on the list. And this is all part of the subjectivity of this list, is because not only do you have different, generic forms of talk radio, mm-hmm. that should be represented on the list. I mean, the last thing that Talkers Magazine wants to do is send a signal to the world that all of talk radio is just conservative, political talk
or all
radio.
Political, right. Yeah.
And you have somebody like Bill Handel who, he talks about politics, but he's extremely populist. He's not liberal, conservative. He's very local. You have John and Ken, they're very much like that. George Norrie at number 16.
Norrie's
about
the
Norrie psychology.
So it's fun to have.
Even you.
There I am. We ran out of time when you started talking about me. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us now is General Merrill McPeak with the 14th U.S. Air Force. He's the Chief of Staff, author of two books called Hangar Flying and Below the Zone. And basically our focus here is on his experience as a pilot and what experience can teach us about what to look for or what may have happened to that Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777. General McPeak, welcome.
Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. You have written a memoir of your service.
Yeah, there's two books. One, Hangar Flying, is about the early years when I spent as a fighter pilot. And then Below the Zone is volume two. It's a 20-year odyssey, really. My family and I were stationed all over the world, moving from the rank of major up to four-star general, and it ends at the point where I was selected to be chief of staff. So there's a volume three, which will be out later this year.
So Below the Zone is what's out currently. You can check out General McPeak's work at generalmcpeak.com, M-C-P-E-A-K. With all that time in the air, a lot of people must be asking you this week for your opinion of what might have happened to that Boeing 777 that belonged to Malaysian Airlines. What do you think?
Well, I think that we've been looking in the wrong place for Flight 370. So after about day three, I thought it might not even be in the water. We ought to start looking over land. And now the reports are that the airplane actually flew for about 4 hours after any kind of radio contact with the crew was lost. So 4 hours, you say, that aircraft could go a couple thousand miles, and it could be virtually in any direction from its location in roughly the middle of the Gulf of Thailand. But the focus is now out into the Indian Ocean, and I think we're likely to find a debris pattern out there once we start looking in the right area. But if the size of the search area is expanded tremendously by this supposition that the airplane actually flew until it ran out of gas.
So you think that's really what they, there's so much speculation. That's what makes this difficult. Running out of fuel is really the only thing that makes any sense unless they landed it somewhere and could hide it. But it also seems rather weird that with all the satellite technology we have, that there isn't some record of the plane here and or there, seeing as you can see somebody fall down on a sidewalk on your street if you're looking at the right pictures on Google.
Right. No, I agree. Even if you accept that it flew for 4 hours and we've been looking at a wrong place, there are still an awful lot of unanswered questions here. So,
what do you think the number one question to be answered needs to be, General McPeak?
Why didn't the crew communicate? Not only did the airplane disappear off of radar, and by the way, I think it was being tracked by secondary radar, which means electronically. It wasn't a skin paint. A lot of the primary radar in that part of the world is shut down at night. The airplane has an electronic signaling device called a IFF, and it transmits a signal that will be picked up by radar to give the airplane's position and identifying features and so forth. And that's the way it would normally be tracked. So that had to be turned off because that's more or less automatic reporting. The pilot's got nothing to do with it. But he can reach down and turn it off.
Wow.
And then he can stop talking. You know, the radio will have, or the airplane has UHF, VHF, HF, but the air crew can stop using it. So the question is, why would the air crew turn off the electronic reporting feature and stop talking?
Thank you for the review. GeneralMcPeak.com. Look for the book Below the Zone and for the latest, the third book in his series, telling the story of his career, which is pretty superb. Four-star General Merrill McPeak here with us as we look at what's going on in the skies.
The Top Radio Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's review. We're continuing, actually, to overview some of the things that have been big on people's minds this week. This is sort of a tradition of this program to list the top topics of the week. And there are any number of ways that you can do this. The aftermath of the political conversations in Washington last week, a lot of people think the Republicans got more press because of CPAC. Maybe they did. Next week it'll be some of the Democrats do. But that's been something people have been interested in. What's going on over in the Ukraine? The vote this weekend. Russia, is it going to go in and take over? You wonder about that. And then we continue to want to talk more about health care. Wow, where would we be if it weren't for the stimulation that came from discussing Obamacare over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, in fact? Speaking of stimulation, a lot of people talk about winter weather, and it becomes, I think, to the point of being obnoxious, the focus on global warming. Come on, will you? I say to those people, get a life. And the people on both sides of the issue, by the way, not just one side of the issue. What was interesting this week, and kind of you haven't heard from Edward Snowden for a while, and yet he was very, very visible at that Southwest, what is that thing called, the SXSW, South by Southwest, thank you. Anyway, the CIA monitoring members of the Senate, been on a lot of people's minds this week. The president's proposal to pay people more in overtime, if they work in a salaried position. Yeah, that's something that has people hot under the collar, as well it ought to. And then the disappearance and the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. That's really hot, as you can imagine. Early in the week, talk hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the two passengers that had used stolen passports for the flight.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Well, good morning. There are two passengers in question at this point, and their stolen passports could be related to terrorism, could be related to criminal activity like drug running. Authorities just don't know, and they are efforting now to identify the imposters through closed-circuit video being provided by the Chinese, and that's an effort that's seen as critical.
And Aaron, I mean, one has to think, is this bad luck for these people to, you know, steal on board this flight, or are they somehow responsible for what happened to this flight?
That's the big question. And until they find wreckage or the black boxes, they're not going to know. So that's why, on the other side of things, as law enforcement agencies around the world try to identify these people, checking through facial recognition technology, maybe known databases against this closed-circuit camera footage, they'll try to figure out who stole the passports. That could identify associates, which could assist in developing a portrait of what took place. But, you know, those are a lot of steps, and some of that's going to take time.
All right, so they know that the passports were stolen. Do they know the identity of the people on the stolen passports?
Well, they know the identity of who they're supposed to be, but they found both the Austrian and the Italian who were not on the flight and who certainly were not part of this. And so now they want to figure out, you know, who may have stolen them. They have the ticket agents that sold them the one-way tickets. So they want to have a little bit more information there. And whoever stole the passports could have info on, you know, who used them and why. So there are a lot of people still to talk to. And the FBI and other American agencies have teams ready to assist. So do as many as 8 other countries, and they're also, of course, working in the water to try and find evidence of wreckage or the black boxes.
And what does it say about the status of airport security right now?
Well, that's a good question, because Interpol is now going public saying that not enough airlines are cross-checking their passports with Interpol databases, and the chief of Interpol said, you know, why should countries wait for a tragedy? He said last year alone, passengers around the world boarded planes more than 1 billion times without having their passports screened against Interpol's databases, and he called that a gaping hole in security.
The flight plan was from Malaysia to Beijing, is it, and then to Amsterdam?
I know the Malaysia to Beijing part, but you know, beyond that, I'm not sure. And there's no real known terror group that's operating in that area beyond kind of regional players. Uyghurs, for example, upset that ethnic Chinese who have been sent to Malaysia or seeking asylum have been returned. But you know, it seems like a, you know, kind of a stretch. And if this was some kind of global act of terrorism, you'd think we may have heard a claim of responsibility by now.
Lots of interest in this Malaysian airliner, as demonstrated by yet another conversation on another talk radio host that we monitor as we put this information together. Here's Jim Villanucci talking about the huge discrepancy between what we know and what we don't know in the missing plane department.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the engines were running for 5 hours and sending data back to the ground for 5 hours. So the plane flew for an hour from Kuala Lumpur towards Beijing for 1 hour. Transponders went off, and then apparently it flew for 4 more hours. So the total range, I guess, would put it at, what, 2,200 miles. The Wall Street Journal says that it flew for 5 hours. The Malaysian transport minister says that's not true. It only flew for an hour. So a lot of people are starting to think that it was hijacked. There's a website somebody sent me to, worthytoshare.net. I'll just read this to you. Fact number one, all Boeing 77 commercial jets are equipped with a black box recorder that can survive any explosion. All black box recorders transmit locator signals for at least 30 days after falling into the ocean. Yet this black box has not been detected at all. That's why it's baffling. Normally, they only need to hone in on the black box transmitter signal. In the absence of a signal, it means the black box itself, an object designed to survive powerful explosions, has either vanished, malfunctioned, or been obliterated by some powerful force beyond the worst fears of aircraft design engineers. Fact number three, many parts of destroyed aircraft are naturally buoyant and will float in the ocean, and they haven't seen any of that debris. If it was a missile, it would have left a radar signature, and if it was hijacked, it still would have not have vanished from radar. because even if the transponder is turned off, ground radar can still track the location of the aircraft. I'm going to just tell you right now, I don't have the first damn clue.
Well, you'd join a large crowd there, sir. Coming up, more on the disappearance and the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 here. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown. This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Kind of crazy, all the interest, because the questions are being answered when it comes to the search for the Malaysian Boeing 777. Here is the latest here in terms of trying to figure out what the reporters are eager to talk about. Brian Ross from ABC talks to radio host Ro Khan and Richard Roper about the sloppy way Malaysia has handled the investigation so far.
How is it possible that it took 4 days, essentially, into the search for the Malaysian authorities to say, oh, by the way, we think the plane turned left and went west 300 miles?
Very good question. They are operating in a chaotic way. They've been giving out incomplete and inaccurate information on a daily basis. It's truly embarrassing, I think, and they've held American investigators at bay. They finally let some in today from the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and the FAA to look at the radar. The current story is the plane took off at about 45 minutes into the flight. Somebody turned off the transponder. The transponder went off. That's a device that sends a signal that allows the plane to be tracked on radar with a code, so you know which plane it is. Mm-hmm. And then it turned left because military radar picked up the plane or a plane at that same time and flew, you know, several hundred miles over land and then disappeared again. So the mystery is, how could that be? Who would turn off the transponder? If the plane was blown up at that point, there should be wreckage and no transponder, understandably. But here, somebody turned it off and the plane kept flying for at least an hour. And they have been slow to acknowledge that. They finally did fully this morning when they spoke.
Do you think, is there a sense amongst, in your reporting here, amongst U.S. intelligence or military personnel, that the Malaysians know stuff they're not telling us?
Well, that's the implication. You know, why would they be so secretive about it? You know, of course, you know, incompetence, you know, does answer a lot of the conspiracy theories, but there's something that's just not right with the way this is being run in terms of, you know, this wouldn't happen in the U.S. They have a much better sense of this, and if there was conflicting data, they would sort of try to reconcile it, and that hasn't happened there. And, you know, it's given rise to all kinds of crazy theories. And I say crazy, maybe they're not so crazy, but all sorts of theories about what might have happened. You know, did the pilots go rogue? Was there a hijacking? You know, the relatives have been holding on to hope that maybe the plane was taken to some mysterious island and is sitting there, everyone's alive and well. Doesn't seem to be the case, but at the same point, there's no wreckage anywhere. So they have no idea where it is. And, you know, I can't recall a time when a passenger jet of this size with so many people just simply disappeared, even with the Air France flight, which took a long time to find all of it. They found wreckage right away.
Right.
This is
some wreckage,
strange.
Yeah. They had to find the main wreckage, you know, in pretty deep water.
Idea.
Right. They found the doors. They found the
They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the plane had crashed.
Right.
Because
right.
here, they're looking at an area that's the size of the state of Indiana in two different seas.
Yeah.
And they haven't found it.
Well, and there's something else that's odd, too. The family's been calling the cell phones of the passengers, and the cell phones have been ringing.
Well, that's made everybody really spooky. But phone people told Bob Woodruff, our correspondent over in Malaysia, that, in fact, given the system there, that could happen, that a phone that was out of service underwater or broken might still ring, and not to read too much into that.
Spooky stuff. All right, let's wrap up our conversation with regard to what we know at this point anyway, conversationally from Talk Radio's perspective. Here's host Pat Walsh talking to air safety investigator Matt Robinson about the difficulty search teams are having when it comes to looking for something like this. They don't even know really where to look.
I guess the main question that most people would ask at this point, Mr. Robinson, is how could there not be a debris field? And not only that, how difficult is that task of going out there and actually trying to find that debris in the middle of the ocean?
Very difficult. You know, I've done this for years. I've done many investigations, and I've been surprised on every one. Even when others were convinced of the causal factors and what happened, there's always a surprise that turns up. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to find this. It's just going to take a while. There's a lot of real estate out there, a lot of square miles that need to be searched. It was brought out today that they were, in fact, searching in the wrong location. And as time goes by, they're going to receive more and more data, more and more evidence to further narrow down their investigation and to isolate exactly where this plane ended up.
All right, so in the horse of a different color department, there's a story running this week at DougStephan.com about the selfie craze. How many of you have taken selfies, pictures of yourself? This, according to the study, may be driving up the demand for facial plastic surgery. One of the three American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery surgeons said they've seen a rise in requests because patients aren't satisfied with the way they look in their selfies. Amazing. This one doctor said social platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and the iPhone app Selfie.im, which are solely image-based, are forcing patients to look at themselves, and it's sort of like they're under a microscope. So maybe the best thing here is not to take a selfie. Doug Steffen here on the air.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Next on the Countdown, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the top stories of the week. As you know, the Countdown is aimed at focusing in on a lot of the news talk discussions, news talk radio, and many people, there are a lot of folks who are interested in health and their well-being, and so the top five items of the week conversationally that come from the medical world are the subject of our scrutiny now, here with Dr. Ken. And the report that caught my eye first was this CDC report that hospitals are overusing and misusing antibiotics. How can that be?
Doug, antibiotics are nothing short of miracle drugs for infections, and it's important that antibiotics are used promptly whenever needed. And the way to preserve them is to not use them when they're not essential. Unnecessary antibiotic use, it exposes patients to potential complications without any medical benefit. And overuse of these same antibiotics also increase the likelihood that patients will come down with these super resistant infections in the future. You know, I talk about the balance between the good and the bad, and when you use them inappropriately, you kill off everything, the good and the bad bacteria. Find out if your hospital has a formal approach to prescribing antibiotics based on CDC guidelines. This is the way to your greatest safety.
All right. The hospitals, we continue to learn more and more about hospitals and think less and less about them because if you're going to die or you want to die, go to a hospital. All of the germs and all the horrible stuff that seems not to be able to be handled, plus this kind of stuff. Woof. All right, next item has to do with secondhand smoke in... now, this is something I'm wondering about. When I go to you for my physical, we better check my arteries, because I was around secondhand smoke as a child. A lot of other people listening have been. What's the worry?
This may explain your situation. This is out of the European Heart Journal this week, Doug. Secondhand smoke causes irreversible damage to children's arteries and puts them at increased risk for heart attack and stroke later in life. Adults who are exposed to secondhand smoke when their children have thicker artery walls, raising the risk for heart attack and stroke.
What do you mean this may explain your problem? What do you know that I don't know?
Well, we always talk about your carotids, and you always wonder why you have a little bit of plaquing there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a big deal. We keep an eye on it, but you've always wondered why it's there.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. More reason for us to have Heart Factors Plus around, maybe. The fact that Alzheimer's ruins as many lives as it does. We think we have X number of people who are dying because of Alzheimer's and dementia. Apparently that number is not accurate, Ken.
Big news out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week. The number of people who die, Doug, from Alzheimer's disease may be five times higher than previously thought. Alzheimer's appears to be the third leading cause of death in America, right behind heart disease and cancer. It causes the brain to decline over time. At first, it affects those parts of the brain that are responsible for thinking and memory. This is how we all identify with it. But eventually, Alzheimer's can cause problems with feeding and swallowing. This puts people at risk for poor nutrition, dehydration, and infection, and at that stage it can lead to fatal conditions such as pneumonia and heart failure.
Listen up, coffee drinkers. If you're dependent on caffeine, it could be tied to other things going on in your life.
The good and the bad here. For some people, dependence on caffeine can be so strong physically and emotionally that it becomes a very big problem. That's even a medical term that describes it, of course. It's called caffeine use disorder. For the most part, caffeine is probably benign in moderate doses. Multiple studies, Doug, have shown health benefits associated with regular caffeine consumption. It may protect against diabetes and even Alzheimer's disease, or even help treat depression. However, in excessive amounts, caffeine can cause palpitations, headaches, anxiety, jittery hands, and insomnia. Coffee can even cause chronic reflux, stomach acid pain, bleeding, and hemorrhoids.
Wow. And this is not just coffee, but it's a tab and some of these other drinks as well. All right. So there's Dr. Ken with his report for us here on the Doug Steffen Program.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So let's recap all of the items we've reviewed this hour. The shooter, Sandy Hook shooter's father being interviewed, number 10 this week. The policy in our country toward marijuana usage, number 9. The recall at General Motors, number 8. CIA monitoring allegation, number 7. Edward Snowden appearing in America, number 6. Winter weather, global warming, number 5. The healthcare issue, number 4, issue of the election in the Crimea, number 3, aftermath of the CPAC convention, number 2, and the disappearance of the Malaysian Airlines flight number 1 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for being here this hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.